But right now, we are joined by, momentarily we'll be joined by, our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro, as it's time for our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But joining us, as he always does, is the sports professor, Rick Caro. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him in living color on your television each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. And, of course, listen to him every Sunday morning right here with us. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm enjoying the first Sunday of June. Summertime is here, and that means it's a great time for golf. How are you doing? You've been traveling quite a bit this week.
Summertime is here. All you have to do is fly in the evening, and you see what summertime does. So, it's been a great couple of weeks. I was in Dallas, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but the gala pre-opening of the stadium, the Cowboys Stadium, and last night, George Strait, Reba McEntire, nearly 100,000 invited guests for this big deal. It's the largest retractable roof stadium in the world and the largest single-span roof stadium. I know you're going to ask a question. I'm going to cut you off first by telling you 4,000 gallons of paint, 3,000 digital displays, 1,600 toilets. Kudos to HKS who designed it. It is bigger than life.
Wow. 1,600 toilets.
1,600 toilets. And the way the Cowboys look at the beginning of the season, they're going to be used a lot.
Oh, very good, Rick. That was clever. But, you know, this is a phenomenal edifice. $1.2 billion stadium in Arlington, Texas. Jerry Jones, you know, kind of competing with the Steinbrenner family for most expensive stadium. But there's no doubt that Jones won, as far as the race is concerned, for the largest stadium.
Well, not only largest, but really most efficient. And HKS Sports and Entertainment, this is not a plug, but you have to understand the job that they did that kind of revolutionized how stadiums are going to be viewed these days, because it's not just for the 10 Cowboy games. We had the concert yesterday. You're going to have the CONCACAF soccer rounds in July. You have the shakeout games of the Cowboys, but also Super Bowl in 2010, as you know, or 11, the NBA All-Star Game in 2010, Final Fours, college games, conventions, billions of dollars of economic impact for the region because you can move the stadium and the inner workings of it around at a moment's notice. And this was designed by HKS to maximize revenue. That's the difference.
Yeah, the soccer tournament coming up next month, July 19th, the CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer quarterfinal doubleheader. So two games there next month. That'll be the first sporting event. And then later on this year, first college football game will be Oklahoma taking on BYU. And the NBA All-Star Game scheduled to be held at the new Cowboys Stadium February 14th, Valentine's Day, next year, 2010. That's pretty big.
Yeah, wow. The new reference to Valentine's Day. We'd only get it on Russ Evans and this report. That was excellent. But,
Valentine's
Day for Jerry Jones is great because you're raking a lot of money that day at the NBA All-Star Game. But, you know, people argue about what the impact of events is and says, well, if it's a local thing, it doesn't bring in as much money. Nobody can dispute what this stadium is going to do for North Texas because of all of these major events. It's the most mega sporting and entertainment events in the shortest period of time in the history, going way back to like the Acropolis. And so, again, this is not just a building with the Cowboys. It's HKS. It's the public sector. It's a great collaboration. You know what it does? It makes buildings easier to get done in the future because they're not just looked at it as 10 football games a year, and the same with Landshark and all the stuff that's going on with that in the future. So this is a big time for it.
And the biggest of all events is the Super Bowl, and Super Bowl 45 will be held there in 2011. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. We are entrenched in our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, and joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Caro. Now, locally, there's another sporting arena that's up for sale, along with the team, the Florida Panthers, and the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise. Price tag of $240 million. The prospective buyer is Sports Properties Acquisition Corp. And this is an interesting scenario here because SPAC is what's known as a blank check firm. They ask investors to put in money for the purpose of buying a sports franchise, but not the investors are not told about a specific deal, just the prospect of a possible deal down the road.
Well, and that's not a bad thing. It's done in real estate all the time. And what you do is, when you make that commitment and invest, you invest based on the people who are involved in the entity, not necessarily a specific deal, knowing that those people have a lot of incentive to make it right or not, and you're buying their management skills. So, again, I know of the group. I certainly do not know of the transaction, but I would tell you that this is would be a very interesting way to deal with this, because these are first-rate people, regardless of what, you know, the prior performance of the Panthers is. The Panthers need stability more than anything else, and so we'll see whether this deal shakes out.
Some of the board members of the Sports Properties Acquisition Corp. include Hank Aaron, former Home Run King, and former New York Governor Mario Cuomo. Now, obviously, the current ownership group of the Panthers, Alan Cohen and Company, and he bought the Panthers from Wayne Huizenga in 2001 with a group that included Mike Maroney, the Auto King down here, and also Bernie Kosar, former University of Miami and NFL quarterback. Cohen and Company bought the team in 01 for $101 million. And you fast forward 8 years. 8 years later, we know the economy is pretty horrific right now compared to 2001. We also know the team has not made the playoffs since 2001, and yet they're looking at a sale here of $240 million. That is a pretty good flip 8 years later, would you say?
Well, we're talking about the sports industry generally. You got to remember that Wayne Huizenga has published a report of a purchase from the Dolphins. Was a little less than $200 million, and we all know the published reports for Steve Ross's purchase of the Dolphins this last year was well over $1 billion. So clearly the sports industry continues to be a great buy, although you lose money in the process and you take a lot of risks. So it's not as if, you know, it's a license to print money. It's a license to be passionate about your team, and that's one of the things we'll look for with whatever happens with the Panthers.
He is the sports professor, Rick Caro. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during our Sports, Business, and Law segment. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can see him each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. Also, you can find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, every Sunday morning in his reserved 8:45 a.m. time slot right here with us. Rick, as always, thank you much for the time, bud.
Okay, enjoy the day.
All right, there he is. Rick Caro joins us each and every week, and some interesting stuff there.